Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lutz Vandensteel is going to be calling in and joining us here momentarily at 10:15. So we're going to not take a break. We're just going to ride right through until we get Lutz on and get him on schedule. But what a night for City. They end up playing a 3-3 draw with Galaxy. And I know L.A. Was able to get that a 3-3 game. But for St. Louis to come back twice to make that a 3-3 match was really promising. So congratulations to them. And actually, he joins us now, the sporting director for St. Louis City SC. I just wanted to get right into it here. I'm down here in spring training still. But, boy, a late night, exciting night for you in Los Angeles. Lutz, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. Still a bit tired. You know, we landed at just like after 6 o'clock. Was back home at 7 and then having a nice chat with you now before maybe sleeping another hour.
Yeah, let's get you some rest. But I do want to – I really was looking forward to talking to you, and I wanted to give the team really the option. You know, I know that it's tough travel, but it's a lot more fun when you're talking about points. How did you feel about last night getting that point in what was a very exciting game?
Yeah, if you would have asked me before the game, you know, I thought if we can get here a draw, it's always difficult on the road, especially in LA and LA Galaxy, a team who just spent over $20 million to bring in new players. So we're pretty sure that we are the outsider here, but we do normally like this underdog role a lot. So before the game, I would have been very impressed, very happy with the point. Then the way it went, it was up and down. You know, it could have gone either way. I think they created a lot of chances. Bürki was standing on his head. I think what a game he had. Unbelievable. And then, but then being 3-2 up that late, of course, it feels not good conceding that late. But looking overall at the game, how we played it, how we came back, I think there is lots of positives to take into the next game or into the weeks to come. And as I said, you know, 4 games played, we're still unbeaten. We had 2 really tough away games in places like Austin and LA, where not many teams will pick up that many points for sure in LA this year. And yeah, so overall, I think we really, really delighted with that point. And you know, for you, something to think is they spend a lot of money on players, but you can't really buy, in my opinion, you can't buy a heart or you can't buy a mentality. And that's exactly what we showed yesterday. Everybody out there was fighting and grinding, and I'm very proud of the boys.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't wait to see the St. Louis City SC movie and all these players that come in and out of the game. I mean, the substitutions are a big deal. I mean, don't they play such a big role in what you do? And Bradley Carnell, of course, is in charge of pushing those buttons. So far, so good.
Yeah, you know, it's about the I think in football, if you have 11 top players, in the end of the day, you can't win anything. So you need to have a big bench, you need to have a good bench, you need to have not big differences of the level of players, and you need to be able to rely on all the guys who come from the bench. Said it last week, I say it this week, whoever came on yesterday changed the game, did well, and that is our big thing. Also having Tim Parker, the vice captain, out, who tweaked his back a bit on Friday. Having Edu Löwen out, who just ran out to top form with a hamstring injury. That's 2 of our main players. That's 2 of our senior players. And then I think that point or that result.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Counts even a little bit more.
No doubt about it. Nielsen's bicycle kick. Are you kidding me? I mean, things happen so fast in this game. How did you view that one? What was your viewpoint?
Yeah, first of all, I thought that Nielsen had a fantastic game yesterday. Penn Steele, the right winger, who gave us nightmares all night, all day, and then I think a lot of nightmares on the plane. Nielsen somehow managed that with his experience to still cover a lot of ground on that side. And then scoring that goal, well, it's not something which he does every day. I'm telling you that in training, I haven't seen him doing a bicycle kick yet. I saw it yesterday evening and it went in. Yeah, it was an amazing goal, probably the goal of the week for me, and it, in a very important part of the game, because that's when you thought LA could run away with it. Joachim used the chance. He picked up the ball. He smashed it wonderfully in the top corner. And, you know, he worked hard for it. He deserves it, and I'm really happy for him.
What happened at the end of the game from your perspective? We mentioned that, you know, you could have had 3 points. You end up with one, which is great. I mean, you want the point, but I know that without having talked to all of you, my feeling going into this interview was that it was you were very happy, but there was a little bit of bittersweet there because you want those three. What happened there at the end?
Yeah, of course it's bittersweet. I mean, going 3-2 up again from a set piece. Was it Cal Hibbert? Was it the goalkeeper? An own goal? I don't know. I want to believe it was Cal, to be honest, who came from the bench, as you said before. And then getting 8 minutes of added time on, I still try to figure out why it was 8 minutes. You know, we had in the first half already 5 minutes, so it would have been a total amount of 8 minutes. I would have said, okay, I understand it. 5 plus 8, that's 13 minutes. And I didn't study mathematics, but in my opinion, it's far too much and far too high of numbers. And then you're getting this pressure. They want to pull that one back, and conceding from a set piece after having last week conceded also from a set piece was annoying. It was disappointing because we could have defended it better. And then you go inside the changing room and you should see the faces of the players or how quiet it was. And everybody felt, of course, we could have really surprised everybody to walk away with a win. But then again, look at the whole game. Look at all the chances on both sides. I think we, as well as LA, can be happy with that point and move on.
You know, Bradley Carnell said that, and this is Lutz Vandensteel, sporting director of St. Louis City SC, joining us for a few more minutes on KMOX. We always love these conversations on Sunday. 3-3 was the final late last night against the LA Galaxy, and they are back in town. City is back in St. Louis. You've played 4 MLS games, Bradley said. He said in the locker room that they haven't really needed Roman, but with this team, they needed everyone to perform as a collective. And he said, on a night like this, we needed Roman to be at his best and lead the way as a captain should do. Can you explain to listeners, because when we talk about Roman Berkey and we rave about him, it's not always about making saves. His saves are great. But what else does he do over the course of a game to lead your team, Lutz?
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course, it all comes with the performance. It all comes with attitude. It all comes the way you show the boys during the week in training. And whenever he concedes a goal in training, whenever he loses a little game in training, or I think if he plays Monopoly at home and he loses, you know, he just literally loses it and gets really angry. He's just a born winner. He wants to win everything he does. He's a perfectionist, and that's how he also helps and supports the players. So for him, yesterday conceding three goals but playing that level, you know, it was also bittersweet because he did everything right. And then coming again, the interesting part is here, yesterday he had a lot of opportunities to make saves. Yes, there was many big saves, but in the weeks before, he didn't have that many saves to make, but the saves he did make were really important. So think back about the New York City game. We are 1-0 up. It's the 47th minute, so just before halftime, and he makes that one big save. And that is the game changer. So yesterday, he had 3-4 of them. Haven't he been that good yesterday? We would have been 2-1 down, 3-1 down, and there would have been no way back. But how calm he is in goal, the kind of the perfection and the appearance he has for the other players. It's just a huge thing for us, and I love to repeat that sentence. I will do it over again. If you ask me next week, I say it again. For me, Roman Bürki is not just the best goalkeeper in MLS now. He's the best goalkeeper who ever played in the MLS. I would sign that, seal that, and send it to you also by UPS if I have to, because I'm 100% convinced of that.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, he is. He is your MVP. He is the best in the business, and I know it's early in your existence, but at some point, you know, it's looking like they're going to have a statue of that man outside that stadium at some point. I mean, City Park, that beautiful stadium, is going to have all kinds of history. And, you know, just like advancing to down the road, that kids will talk about City in that first couple of years, first few years, however long he stays, and that he was the one big name. And then there were, of course, a ton of others that made it happen, but that he stood tall and led this team. I love stuff like that. So City with a 3-3 draw, you are now 1-0-3. And the other remarkable thing is you've done these last two on the road, Austin and the LA Galaxy. Now you get to come home. You'll play three of the next four at home. You're going to play DC United coming up on the 23rd. Lutz, tell us about them. What are we seeing in the United this year?
Yeah, first of all, I really like that we are still unbeaten. You know, that's a very, very good position to play a home game next week. Now, DC United, there's a bit of a connection here because we traded Chris Durkin, who had a really good performance yesterday, for Jared Stroud and Lucas Bartlett, which were two of the, I would call it, original gang, who did a great job last year when they were here. But as you know, in professional sports, players come and go, and you can't keep everybody together. It's just that would be like more like a fairy tale. That's not reality. And that move happened. So for them, too, to come back tomorrow, next week, I think that's definitely a big one for them, but also for us. We want to welcome them. They did a great job for us, as I said. But on the other hand, you know, it's a home game for us. DC, they started well. They have a new coach, new sporting director, lots of new players. It's a team who have a complete different face as they had last year. They're much more dangerous. They're better organized. They try to play a similar game than we do. I don't think they're there yet when it comes to the pressing and counter-pressing, but they have a coach who can do it with a Red Bull past who so far already changed a lot of good things. So definitely a game where we have to be very careful because that's good level. With Benteke, they have a former Premier League player, which is an absolute top striker. But then again, we're playing at home. We want to keep our unbeaten streak. And, you know, at home, you want to win that games. So for us, we will work hard this week, get over the red eye tomorrow, have four good training sessions to build up before the game against DC, and then do everything that we can keep that 1-0 and maybe add a second win.
Really good stuff. Appreciate you taking some time, especially after a long travel morning. We invite you to, of course, get some rest and then bounce right back at it this week as you prepare for DC United. Congratulations on earning a point last night, Lutz, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Sporting Director, St. Louis City SC, Lutz Fahnenstiel with us live on KMOX Radio. We are coming to you from Cardinals Spring Training down here in Jupiter, Florida, We will take a break. We'll come back and let you know everything that's happened in college basketball and get you set up for Selection Sunday. We will learn by the end of today who is in the field of 68 in the NCAA tournament. And unfortunately, some programs are going to be very disappointed because there have been some surprises that have come out of these conference tournaments. Back in a moment. From Jupiter, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, I'm Tom Ackerman. Sports on a Sunday morning, sponsored by Graybar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.